You're listening to SBS News.
Michael Ouzas spent 5 years studying landscape architecture and has applied for more than 50 jobs since graduating last year. He's been through 7 interviews at different firms, and it's proved a frustrating situation for the 23-year-old.
Each time it seemed like there was a problem with the experience factor. And as a graduate, it's very hard to gain some experience or any experience in the field during your time at studying.
And it's an experience that's far from unique, according to a report by the Foundation for Young Australians. Chief Executive Jan Owen says the figures are alarming.
50% of 25-year-olds in Australia are not in full-time work, despite having higher educational standards than any previous generation.
In 1980, just over half, 53%, of 15 to 24-year-olds were in full-time work. By 2015, that number had itself halved to just 26%. By contrast, the number in full-time study has jumped to more than half over the past 30 years. The Greens say it's high time our politicians started to take the issue seriously, particularly given the alarming level of youth unemployment among disadvantaged groups. That's as high as 50%, and it's a subject close to the heart of 23-year-old Greens Senator Jordan Steele John, who is in a wheelchair.
I am, in a sense, sitting here as an employed, young Australian disabled person as an aberration, not the norm. And that needs to change.
With the latest figures showing the overall jobless rate has fallen to 5.4% and youth unemployment 11.6%, Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has defended the Turnbull government's record.
We have focused on internships. Let's work with business to give our young people the opportunity to get the foot in the door.
Despite that door being slammed shut on him too often, Michael Ouzas is determinedly upbeat.
That sort of immediate impact you get that day or two after you get the no is quite a downer. But then you think, hey, you know who you are, you know where you want to go. If I don't try, I'm not going to ever get it.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.